There is a blessing that follows every program. Amen. Can we all be seated? The theme for this year program, that scripture, the text is from Proverbs 22. Let's open it and make a few comments before I hand over to the children's church pastor. Proverbs 22 is an admonishment there. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I repeat, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. If you train a child in the worship of idol, when he grows up, what will he be doing? Because that is what he knows. That's how he was brought up. Amen. Hallelujah. You stay at home, and every day you are sending your son, go and buy me beer from beer parlor. You open it, stretch your leg for parlor. They drink beer. They watch television. When he grows up, what will he do? He'll be a drunkard. He sees you smoking every time. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a friend who is a serious and chronic womanizer. So his first son, amen. One day the mother came complaining to him that this is your son. Imagine what he's doing. Just a womanizer, womanizer, womanizer. He was telling me this by himself. He said he told his wife, take it easy. It's like papa, like son. It's what he saw the father doing that he's not doing. He said, that is evidence, that is my true son. Amen. When you bring up your son, your child, you bring up that child in the fear of God. When he grows up, what will happen? He will never be a criminal. He will always fear God. My brother that was living in the U.S., he said he could not go to church. When he left Nigeria, he spent so many years, he was a citizen of U.S. now. He was telling me in my office, he said that he stopped going to church. He said he never went to church. When he traveled, he said, why? He said they were brought up from a strict Catholic background. He said they were brought up to fear God. He said he knew the type of life he was living. So he was afraid to go to church, because he knew he was not holy enough to go before God. And he said he refused to go to any church. He said he will see people messing up, ministers messing up, and they will still be going to church. He used to be afraid for them because he knew how to fear God. Bring up a child the way he should go. When he grows up, he will not depart from it. And that is the reason we are giving that department, the children's church department, all the attention we can give here, playing the part we too can play. In the church, we have our part to play. At home, you also have your part to play. Amen. This is our own part. We want to show you what is going on in that department. You don't know. They are always there. We are here. You don't know what is happening there. But this is an opportunity for the parents, amen, to see what is going on in that children's church department. Once every year, we come together like this. And why? Even Christ himself is interested in the children. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And I'll read two or three verses there. In Mark chapter 10 from verse 13. If you are there. And they brought young children to him, Jesus. And that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer, that is permit. Permit the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Don't prevent them. He said, For of such is the kingdom of God. It is of such is the kingdom of God. Verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Verse 15 is very important for us today. Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. A little expansion in Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Let's catch what the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching from verse 1. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Please listen very carefully. There are some scriptures we read, but the depth of the meaning, sometimes we don't catch it because we just gloss over the scriptures. There's something here in this scripture we should learn, if you can pay attention. Verse 2. The question they ask him is, Who is the greatest in the kingdom? The disciples, they are asking because they want to know who is who. Everybody wants to be great. So what will I do so that I can be a great person in the kingdom? That is the question. In answering verse 2, and Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of those disciples who asked him that question and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted. Somebody shout converted. Shout converted. Shout converted. Amen. There is a difference between change and conversion. They are all English words. He didn't say, except ye be changed. He said, ye be converted. Hallelujah. Convert. Amen. Conversion is same material. Amen. Same material. Hallelujah. But it is, the usage is changed. The same material remolded. That is the meaning of conversion. The same material, but remolded by the same material. Hallelujah. Giving it a different look, a different appearance, a different picture. But the same material, it was a table, now it is a chair. It is conversion. The same material, but turned to a different thing for a different purpose, different approach. Now he says, except ye be converted, hallelujah, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is very important. Verse 3. Very, very important. Except you are converted. Amen. And so, when you go home, those of you who have children, begin to study the life of a child. Then you will understand what Jesus Christ is talking about. Number one, a child does not keep malice. Men keep malice. Matured women and men, they may look at you and not talk with you for long. They will never forget what you did to them 20 years ago. At every opportunity, hey, Baba Joe, don't remind me. No, remind me. Meanwhile, which one be remind? You already have it in your mind now. You are the one that recalled it because you have not forgotten. Number one, the child is what? Amen. Praise the Lord. Ever forgiven. Two children are fighting now. Amen. This one, who this one, who this one? The parents. They see it. This one will take side with his own. The other will take side with his own. Then they fight themselves, the parents. You not break up your child. Well, your child is always doing this way. Now you're picking. And then, they are still keeping malice. 1 hour after, look through the window. Those two children are playing there. The parents are still keeping malice. They are fighting themselves. Even ending up in police station, the two children are building house together. Huh? Outside, they are playing ball outside. So today, don't enter their house. Don't enter Mama Joe's house. I think you hear me. They are very wicked people. Okay, Mama. Okay, Ma. As you go, finish. Don't. Sit down there. What do you concern them? That is a child for you. Except ye be converted. I'm going to verse 4. But I want you to understand verse 3 before we go to verse 4. Verse 3 is different from verse 4. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 is important. Listen. But verse 3, you must be converted. Amen. And be as a little child. Amen. He is free-minded. He is ever trusting. He believes there is nobody that is stronger than his father. No matter how short the father is. No matter how feeble the father is, if you touch that child outside, I'll tell my father. I'll tell my father. We have a father. Amen. Church, we have a father. Amen. We have a father. Amen. Hallelujah. And our father, he's almighty. You must believe that he is God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's omnipotent. We must have our trust, confidence in him. The same way a child takes his earthly father. That is how we must take our heavenly father. Of such is the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I told you sometime, when my little boy was much smaller, he would climb a place maybe as high as this. And maybe I'm not aware that he's looking. Then smother, you will shout, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Immediately I told you, will jump and fly. And I say, what gives this boy confidence that if he flies, he will not fall? He had confidence in the father. The father loves him more than to allow him hit his head on the ground. He jumps, he saw there is a hand that is holding him. Hallelujah. Is that not what Psalm 91 says? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even Satan quoted it. When he took Jesus Christ to the mountain and pinnacle of that building and said, he should jump down for it is written. He will send his angels. Praise the Lord. So that you will not hit your head in anywhere. That is the confidence that we have in God. Praise the Lord. When the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and he says in chapter 10 and verse 13, he says that there had no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Whatever problem you are going through, the Bible says God is faithful. He will not allow you to go through a temptation that you cannot bear.
He said he will, without some temptation, make a way of escape for you. That is the God we have. You must have that attitude. You must have that attitude. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the child is obedient. And why he's obedient is because he knows if he does not do what the father say, the mother say, they will beat him. So when they say, come here, he will come. Hallelujah. And when a child needs anything, he cries. He cries. He knows that the father, the mother cannot stand his tears. I want ball. I want bicycle. I want that toy. He says, I beg, I don't get money. Nah! He knows the type of cry that touches you. He knows, they are very smart. They are very smart. If you pull gear one, you don't listen. You go enter gear two. If you don't listen, you don't go chop. You don't go eat. Give her food now, you don't go eat. Amen. And a true mother, he will say, hey, don't eat now. Now you go hungry. Now lie, small time, this boy go kill me for this. What do you say you want? You must give him. You must give him. Amen. And that is how we are supposed to war in prayers before God. Never give up. He will never allow us to go hungry. Except ye be converted and be as a little child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now verse 4 says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Hallelujah. Now verse 6 is my emphasis now. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it says, verse 6 is my emphasis, not verse 3, it's verse 6 I was referring to. It says, anybody, any of these little children, anyone that will offend one of these little children that believe in me, listen, he left that child that was in their midst. He was now making reference to Christians that will be so converted and be like this little child. Anybody that gets converted like this little child, he is now behaving in all innocence, believing all things, trusting all things, loving all things, open-hearted, and you take advantage of that type of conversion, and you offend any of such converted believers, he is saying that it is better for a millstone to be tied on you and you drown in the sea than what is awaiting you. You see? Amen. Won't you fear God? You are supposed to be so humble, so harmless, so trusting, so believing. I believe you are a child of God. You will not lie to me. And in that childlike attitude of faith, I relate with you. You use that and hurt me. Get me to cry because I have exercised a Christian attitude, being converted like a child. The Bible says the punishment that awaits you, it is better you drown in the sea than what God will do for you or to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he came back again to that child in their midst. Verse 10. He came back again to that child in their midst. Verse 10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you concerning all the children
that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Little children, they have their angels. All these little children, they have their angels. He said, don't despise them. Don't treat them anyhow. They are special people before the eyes of God. Amen. Today, you will see their angels in action. I said, today, you will see their angels in action.